Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Remember, fellow Christians, we are strangers and pilgrims on this walk. Yes, we aren't part of this world. The Lord says you cannot be part of this world system, meaning be pulled in by everything that you can see, taste, touch, smell, hear. Basically materialism. Because everything that has to be materialistic is going to end up in the ground. Your carton, your physical temple, goes back to the earth, and your spirit is going to go back to the Lord Jesus Christ to be judged. And this is something that we have to renew our mind with to keep us in the right frame of mind. In other words, this whole world is like that big bass looking at that worm on the hook. Everything is trying to snare us and take us away. Yes, it is. Ephesians 5, verse 10, verse 11. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Expose them. You know, in the world, these works of darkness, climbing to the top, selfish ambition, sensual pleasures, it seems like they're fruitful because they might give us joy for a season. They might make us happy for a season. We might get gain for a season, but that's all it's for. It's a lie, people. It's a deception. They're unfruitful works when they're in darkness. Darkness is sin. Sin is a word that they're trying to wash away. The devil just wants you to do anything you want. Well, when we came into this world, because we are fallen, when we came into this world, to do anything we want is to go wayward. No, we need a conscience, we need a conviction, but it has to be a Christian conviction based on his laws, which are written in your heart. There's plenty of convictions. A thief gets convicted, but if he gets caught, why did I do this? I wouldn't have got caught. I should have done this. I wouldn't have got caught. No, it's not a conviction that comes in this world. It's a conviction that leads you to righteousness. It's a righteous conviction that puts you basically in a form of love where you love your neighbor. You wouldn't take your neighbor's wife if you loved him. You wouldn't steal from your wife or your neighbor if you loved him. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't bear false witness if you loved them. You wouldn't be trying to always get more and more and more than your neighbor if you loved them. No. The Lord says for us to esteem others higher than ourselves. Yes. And to love our neighbor as ourselves. And this world system is always upside down. I'll read that again. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. And he tells us what the unfruitful works of darkness are. They're fornication, jesting, foolish talking, whoremongering, to be covetous, disobedient, children of disobedience. Yes, it actually says in verse 12, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. He's talking about the darkness of the world, unbelievers, particularly in the sensual, sexual realm, all the secret, disgusting things that take place. Paul knew about them. He's telling the church here. It's a shame to even speak of these things. The whole sodomite agenda, from soup to nuts, shouldn't even be discussed amongst Christians. And yet we actually have people in the pulpit that would be mayors of Sodom and Gomorrah if it was today. That's how upside down we've been. But those that want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, those that want to walk in his footsteps, follow him, walk in those footsteps, deny yourself, pick up your cross. Don't go by the way of your feelings and your emotions and your concerns and your ambitions. Go by the way of truth, knowing that you are passing through. And there's only one ingredient to save your soul. Yes, your soul. And all of us have a date All of us have a date stamped on our back when that soul is going to be called by God to be judged by the Word of God, who's Jesus. And that should be enough to make you want to shake and tremble. Yes, shake and tremble. You are going to be before the Creator of the universe, totally naked, nothing hidden, absolutely no thoughts, no words, no anything hidden. And He is going to judge you for every single word you've ever spoken. Because that's what He says. But it goes on to say in verse 13, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth manifest is in the light, is light. We need the Word of God to expose the sin in us. Holy Christian, don't think that you are personally so holy that you aren't involved in sin. A lot of this stuff, it takes the Holy Ghost to expose it within ourselves. And then when the light bulb comes on, we say, wow, why did I behave like that? Why did I say that? How could I have done that? Sometimes a sin gets exposed in my life, it's head shaking. It really is. I thought I was doing the right thing. And the Lord will convict me. Over the course of time, the Lord's convicted me numerous times, knocked me to my knees, and said, Jim, you better watch out. You better watch out. But you know what that is? That's chastening. That's scourging. That's a sign that I have a Father. He's training me. I haven't arrived. You haven't arrived. None of us have arrived. And I believe that's the part that us Christians that are walking with the Lord daily have to realize. None of us have still arrived. I don't care if it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 35 years that you've been in this walk. There's only one day that matters, and this day is only as good as your last thought. What did you do with it? Because all it takes is one thought to knock you off your block. You could be a hardened Delta Force Marine, special forces. You could be in 100 different battles. All it takes is one little bullet to go to the right place, and all your gains are done for because you're dead. You have to fight that day. You have to fight that battle. You have to fight that second. And it's the same with us. These evil goons, these evil demons, they're circling us. We're warned that they're scheming. They have a game plan every day to try to knock you and I off our block. But as long as we know that, that keeps us sharp so we can walk circumspectly. Then the Lord goes on to say in Ephesians 5:14, wherefore He says, awake, you sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. This is us when we're in our sins. We're sleeping. Yes, we're sleeping and we're dead. Do you remember before you were reborn what you thought fun was, what you thought gain was, right? Putting all your... Even if it was just all your apples in your work, all your apples in your vacation, trying to get your kids educated, trying to do this and that, this and that, this and that. It's a joke. How's it all going to end up? It's a joke. Do you know who your great-great-great-grandfather was? He had dreams and visions. Where did they end? Where did they end? I'm not trying to be pessimistic. I'm just trying to warn you that today is the day of salvation. Walk in Him today. In the pain He suffered for us on the cross isn't for yesterday and isn't for tomorrow. It's for today. And when He gives us the light, it's we're awakened. But that's why, more than likely, in many occasions at least, before you knew the Lord, you didn't want to hear anything about that. You didn't want to hear anything about God. You know why? You were like a vampire. Yeah, you were like a vampire. When the Word of God would come at you, you would like shriek. You'd want to run and hide. Oh, keep that in a church. Keep that in on a Sunday. You didn't realize you were a creator made by, or you were a creature made by a creator. You had no clue. You were worried about the bowling league, or your softball game, or your kid's baseball game, or going to the nearest, happy hour. You could care less. You didn't know anything. You were in total darkness. You were sleeping and you were dead, according to what Jesus says here. Verse 15, see then that thou walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Yes, that's what he warns us. Walk circumspectly. You know, that means know exactly what's going all around you. Meditate on it. The people you meet, your family members, your boss, the people, your spouse, your siblings, realize where you are in the scheme of things when you wake up in the morning. Pray about every certain circumstance that you know you might be hitting that day. Pray. Pray, ask the Lord for wisdom. Ask the Lord for guidance. Ask him to give you light on subjects that you really don't know what's going on with. That's how we walk circumspectly. Redeem the time because the days are evil. Realize that every second that you're living, redeem this time, watch it, because the days are evil and they haven't changed. This earth is evil. Heaven and earth are going to pass away. All these tree huggers that love the world, well, guess what? Ultimately, it all gets burned. Yes, I respect everything God's made. I respect the animals. Thank you, Lord. On some occasions, they're very delicious. On some occasions, they make very good pets. On some occasions, it's just beautiful to watch an animal. He made them. He loves the animals, too. They got a bum rap, right? That's why it says nature groans for the Holy Spirit to come back. Every tree dies. Every blade of grass dies. Every animal dies. When Adam was thrown out of the garden, death surrounded everything. That includes every animal and everything that has life. Nature got a real bum deal when we got thrown out of the garden. But the fact is, Jesus Christ is coming back. Yes, he is. But he has already come back in your heart. If you confess him with your mouth and believe in your heart and follow the convictions of the Holy Spirit and walk righteously and follow convictions when you know you're going away or you've looked at something a little bit too long or you haven't been completely honest on a deal. You know it's God's job to tell you. It's his job to warn you. It's your job to listen to him, to be obedient to him. And that isn't works. Obedience isn't works. Obedience is being a follower. That's all it is. Works is something that you're doing to try to make it in. Forget that. Two totally different things. Works are stepping stones to try to get to heaven, which don't work. There's no stepping stone to heaven. This story is about a cross, about a God-man, the Word, who's God, who became flesh, a man, and died on a cross for our sins to be the ultimate sacrifice in the Lamb of God, right? That he's the only one that could get us in. But now we're obedient to him, and it's a different type of works. The obedience, those type of works are nothing more than fruit that comes from the tree. And that's what you are. You're a tree in his garden now. So hold fast to the Lord Jesus Christ and his word. And if you've been reborn and born from above, if you become a new creation in Christ, if old things have passed away and all things have become new daily, don't take it for granted. Renew your mind with the word of God. Do not be conformed by the things of this world. Romans 12, 1 and 2. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yes, you have to renew your mind. Yes, you do. Each and every day. And renew it with truth and love and guidance. And it'll show its fruit. And you'll become a candle. And you'll become a light. And you'll become salt for the rest of the world. And that's our job. And God bless you, everybody. Jesus Christ is Lord. Today is the day of salvation. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.